produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
A very blessed and happy new year to all my precious gems throughout Radio Land. I pray you all had a wonderful Christmas celebration and you're now ready to face the glorious new year with great expectations. This is Pearline from God's Precious Pearls Ministry with another moment of inspiration. Thank you for joining us today. A very special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network USA World and Josie from Josie Inspirational Radio Network USA World and Ewing Moving and Storage for sponsoring this program. Thank you so much and many blessings to you for the new year. Let's pause to pray for a moment. Father, it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus that we come to you with praises and with thanksgiving. We thank you for this new year, Lord, for this new decade. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your goodness, and your mercy, which is poured out afresh for us each day. We look to you, Father, from whence cometh our help. As we enter this new year, we look expectantly for what you have in store for us. We pray for 2020 vision, for greater understanding, illumination, and revelation in your word. We ask you for greater discernment and understanding in the plans and purposes for our lives. Our desire is to bring you honor and glory always. So help us, Holy Spirit. We anticipate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and all that you have in store for us in this new decade. Father, I pray for all my radio listeners that they will be blessed, inspired, and encouraged today. Now, Father, I yield myself to you that you may speak through me to bless your children. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, I pray. Amen. I never usually make a New Year's resolution, but for some reason, I have been sensing in my spirit that I've had to take some time to reevaluate and strive as much as possible to be in God's will for my life. Listening to others, I'm sensing this is a general consensus. Many of us have observed many changes during the past few years, and there's an awareness that time is owed to no man, and it's only what we do for God will last. And we have also observed many, many global changes, such as we've never seen or heard before. We have had loved ones suddenly called home without any warning. Some of us are even experiencing, even within our own age group, and even younger, being taken away suddenly. Just a few examples is enough, you know, for us to observe, evaluate, and prioritize, and give thanks for whatever state we're in, especially with good health. And I give the Lord thanks for good health. I have an excitement in my spirit that great things are about to happen, especially within the body of Christ. It is therefore important for us to seek the Lord like never before. Pray for wisdom and direction, and strive daily to seek and fulfill God's plans for our lives. You know, we do not want to hear him say to us, "Depart from me, I never knew you." That's the last thing we really want to hear. If we truly love him, we will strive to do his will and fulfill his plan, the plans and purposes that he has for our lives. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, "For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope." Verse 12 tells us, "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you." What a promise. You see, God already knows our hearts. He knows all of our sighs. He knows the groanings within our hearts. He knows the secret thoughts. He knows everything. He knows our heart's desire. He knows the contents of our hearts. You know, the very sighs, no matter how deep or shallow it may be, he knows it. He knows the longings of our heart. When we seek him, he promises to listen to us. He said in Hebrews 11:6, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Jeremiah 29:13 also tells us, "You will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you," verse 14, "I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity." That's the promise. Wherever we've been held captive, it continues, "I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive." Somehow or the other, we were deviated. We were distracted. Where we have been distracted and carried away from God's plans and purposes for our lives, where has it been? Where have we been distracted? Sometimes we've lost track of where we have been distracted. But the Lord promises that as long as we seek him with all of our hearts, we will find him. As we call upon him, we will find him and he will answer us. You know, sometimes it was with good intentions, but the good intentions were not Father's will. Thus we were derailed. You know, I heard the old saying, not every good idea is a God idea. As we seek him, he will restore all that the locusts have eaten. I'm hearing the word, he will replant us. He will replant us so that we can be fruitful. I'm sensing it is a time of healing and restoration and speedy work in the Holy Spirit, because time is of an essence. And it is indeed a time for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, according to Joel 2:28. It is therefore of vital importance to be totally led by the Holy Spirit as much as possible. Proverbs 3:5 and 6 says, and we know this is a very, very familiar scripture. Everyone knows the scripture. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. This means there will be no question as we seek him with all our hearts. We will experience miraculous and impossible open doors, open and closed doors as he leads us. We will know because we're being led by the Spirit. You will sense it and you will know it deeper than your heart. We will experience unexpected and divine favor to position and to reposition us. We will know it in our spirit whether we are on course or off course, because as I said before, it is the Holy Spirit who is leading us, and you know, his peace will lead us and guide us. If not, there will be confusion, and God is not in confusion. Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. We are the church, and God's peace, with God's presence within us, will lead us and guide us. And once we have that peace deep within our soul, peace will be our guide, and we will know definitely that we are on course. If you don't feel that peace, just stop and pray and say, Lord, please lead me. I love this song, lead me, Lord, lead me in thy righteousness. You know, it's just a beautiful song. Lead me in thy righteousness, because he knows the way. He knows the way, and he will lead us in his righteousness. God has called us to be salt and light, that we may bring a special, delicious flavor, even as the food is flavored. And this will enhance the lives of others by also piercing the darkness around us and around them with his presence within us. We must therefore recognize that our presence or our life leaves a negative or positive effect. It's very noticeable. It's one can easily observe and pick up in their spirit, you know, whether we are carrying the light of the Lord within us. We must therefore recognize that our presence the presence of the Lord within us is very, very evident. At the end of the day, will I be remembered? Will I be remembered to be the one who left a lasting legacy, a legacy of light and salt, having truly represented God by causing others to be drawn to him and want him in their lives? Or do we want to leave a negative memory? You know, I remember having a roommate who was a very Pentecostal sister in the Lord. And I honestly didn't see any fruits in her life. And we were preparing for church one Sunday morning. She was getting ready to go to her church and I was getting ready to go to my church. And I actually said to her, you know, the tension was so strong. I actually said to her, you know, if you were the only example of a Christian, I wouldn't want to be one. She said, Pearl, have you noticed that? I said, yes, I have. She said, she's been told that before. I said, well, do something about it. You know, we are to be salt and light. And it's very, very evident. So I asked a question. What sort of legacy are we leaving? What sort of memory are we leaving? Is it a positive one or a negative one? Recently, many of us have had to stop and reevaluate as we observe the life of a beloved sister in the Lord. Such a sparkling and a delightful example she was. She was indeed salt and light, just all around her. Everyone saw the salt and light in her. For that reason, she left a lasting and memorable legacy. I was blessed and privileged to have met her in my younger days, being far away from home. She became my very, very closest and dearest friend, like a sister to me, you know, just so close and precious, a real sister to me she was. We were overseas pursuing our careers and, you know, being homesick, she was always there for me, encouraging me and so forth. We encouraged each other. She was indeed a light bearer and indeed salt everywhere she went. She touched the lives of many in so many different ways. I speak of my dear friend, Mrs. Blossom Davidson, who went home to be with the Lord on November 25th of last year. She was full of laughter and full of fun, always full of fun, and always left an impact wherever she went. No matter what the situation, she had a contagious laughter. It's a very funny laughter. I could never imitate that laughter. There was a crackling sound to it, just a contagious, contagious laughter that no matter how you felt, you had to laugh. Oh, she was well known for this laughter. This laughter diffused and dispersed many negative situations. I remember so well her saying during many situations, she would say, okay, it's going to be okay. Oh, she said, it's going to be okay. Just pray about it. It's going to be okay. Okay. It's going to be okay. As one describes, her lips chirping like a bird as she would say this, and with laughter behind it as well. It's going to be okay. Okay. You okay? So precious. I'll never forget that. She was called Cherry by her family, but her real name was Blossom. As was rightly said by her pastor, said this in her homegoing service, she was indeed a cherry blossom. Indeed a cherry blossom. Her blossoms were beautiful and fragrant. What a testimony. You know, I personally added, not only were they beautiful and fragrant, but those blossoms bore beautiful and lasting fruits. She bore beautiful blossoms and fruits because she was anchored in the vine. It's only when we're anchored in the vine that we can produce lasting and beautiful fruits for all season. Her life was a testimony of servitude, not only to her family, but all with whom she was in contact with, whether it was home, church, community, or work. She was known to be a caring and devoted midwife as she worked in the different areas throughout the London metropolis. She was a very devoted servant of the Lord and truly his hands extended, reaching out to those in need. She represented him well. She had such a beautiful impact on everyone's life that her passing and absence left a tremendous void. What a legacy. So many memories of her. This is indeed a true example of what it means to be salt and light. Her life and memory opened the eyes of everyone and caused everyone to check, do an inner check, including me, what it really means to be a true friend and servant of the Lord, living your life not just for yourself, but to bring glory and honor to the Lord by the things you do, even the little things you do. I remember a friend telling me, she said, she loved to bake. She loved to make those rich fruit cakes. And, you know, she'd make different types of cakes, different batches of cakes. But she would make sure she'd take a slice of each batch that she would make, and she would have a story. My dear friend Doreen shared this with me. She would have a story for each batch of cake, how she made this and what happened and what she added, etc., etc. I can imagine. So it was wonderful. And Doreen said she was so discreet at the way she presented her cakes. You know, she was very, very discreet about it. She did it so tactfully and so beautifully. She stood as a tall tree bearing fruits for all seasons, everywhere she went. She praised the Lord gloriously with a lovely, believe it or not, bass voice. She had a very unique bass voice within the Advent choir that she sang. There were four ladies who sang in this choir, the Advent quartet. And she had a tremendous and unusual bass voice. Her life was such a wonderful example of God's love that it left many of us looking at ourselves and making an effort to pattern our lives in such like manner. This is the legacy we should try to leave behind. A life of true faithfulness and true devotion to all. Her life lifted and exalted our Savior. She represented him well. This is the consensus for the new year. What is the consensus? We all want to leave 2019 behind and move on to 2020 with God's help. To leave all the baggages behind and move into our destiny by seeking the Lord more, by living a life of legacy, true friendship, as our friend Blossom did. As I said, it caused many of us to stop and examine our lives. We desire to be in his perfect will, to bring him praise, glory, and honor, to truly honor him in all that we do, to be salt and light, and to draw others to Him, to be a testimony that at the end of the day, our lives, like my friend Blossom, can be a living testimony. As I said, bringing glory and honor to the Lord. Not bringing glory to us, but to bring glory and honor to Him. The Lord is doing a new thing in 2020. He's given us perfect eyesight, perfect vision, greater discernment through abiding in His Word and spending time with Him. You know, I heard Isaiah 43:18-21 in my spirit this morning, and by confirmation, one of my prayer partners texted me that passage of scripture. What a confirmation. It says, "Do not remember the former things," and this is Isaiah 43:18-21. "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and a river in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen, this people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise." What a promise. This is where we are. This is where we are, precious gems. In prayer, the Lord showed me a vision. This was about 2 weeks ago. In this vision, He was standing before me. There was a table, and on that table, there was what seemed to be some sort of spiritual food and deposits. With a righteous indignation, He swept everything off the table. He then asked me, also with a righteous indignation, "Whose table have you been feeding from?" Immediately, I repented. I then heard in my spirit, "Thou preparedest a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Psalm 23, verse 5. This could be a broad subject. You see, you have many people who bring things to the table. What they bring to the table is not of the Lord. They come with different attitudes, different expectations, different agendas, different mandates, whatever. And it's not of the Lord. It's all about them. So whose table have we been eating from? Have we been eating fresh manna from the table? I felt in my spirit that the Lord had swept that table clean. And He's now about to spread the table with His fresh and daily manna that I will receive from Him daily. It is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So whatever He feeds me with will be spiritual food from Him. And it will nurture me and nourish me in the spirit. No longer will I be feeding from anyone's junk on any table, but I will be feeding from His table. And I'm telling you, this year, 2020, I'm looking forward to that. We are God's chosen people, whom He has formed for Himself. He's about to pour out His Spirit to accomplish His plans and purposes for our lives and to take us to the destiny He has ordained for us and to declare His praises. He said in His Word, it will be speedily. It says, "It shall spring forth speedily and we shall know it." It is time, my friends, to arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Precious gems throughout Radioland, let us rise to the challenge, be encouraged, and be inspired. Remember, it's not by might nor power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Precious Holy Spirit has been deposited to lead us and guide us in all truth. Let us be moved, guided, and directed by the Holy Spirit, that the precious Father has given to us. He, along with the Word of God and prayer, will show us the way. I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, that He will cause His face to shine upon you, and He will be gracious to you. I pray these words of encouragement and inspiration really touch your heart today. And, you know, it's really caused us to stop and think, to reevaluate, and to go forward in this coming year. I'm really, truly excited about this coming year. It will mean that we will have to take time to rest. Rest sometimes and just be still to hear from Him. He says in the book of Isaiah, it's in confidence and in rest, you know, that we will find Him. We will see Him. We will return to Him. So I pray you will be blessed and you're blessed and encouraged by this word, and that the Lord will just touch your heart and encourage you and inspire you to move on. If you feel to contact me, you may do so by Facebook. My name is Pearline Friday. Just Google me there, Pearline Friday. And you may also email me at gems123, precious, the gems, gems123@ptd.net. gems123@ptd.net. Precious gems throughout Radio Land. I pray again. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The Lord be with you. Blessings. Until next time, God bless you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.